This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Wentz under heat, and now he goes at the 17-yard line. Jaquan Brisker, a rookie, picked in the second round out of Penn State, comes in from the secondary to take him down. Second down and goal. Fields, that's knocked in the air, and the Commanders come down with it. They do. So deflected up into the air, and a pickoff at the 5-yard line. Fake to Herbert. Fake end around. And incomplete. Trying to go to Ryan Griffin. The tight end a little too long. Third down and goal. Fields under center. Fourth and goal. Herbert, can he get in? Washington thinks they have stopped him, and for the moment it appears they have.
Well thrown ball, just missed time there by Samuel. That's a touchdown.
God forbid. Bears go no huddle. Pick up the pace here. Fields deep downfield, and it is going to be caught for a touchdown. Dante Pettis. Jones stands back inside his 20. Good boot. Fielded, dropped at the 10-yard line. And a scramble for it at the 5-yard line. Who's got it? Jones gave it up. Reeves says, we have it, meaning Washington. So does Mayo. And the officials say, you are correct.
Jeez.
Jones having trouble. And a gigantic mistake right there. Second and goal. Robinson, and he will get into the end zone for a touchdown. Fourth and goal from the 4. Fake toss to the end zone, and it is juggled. Did he catch it? No, he did not. Incomplete. Mooney, for the moment, looked like he might have it. Does not. He got St. Juice covering on the play. Officials going over it.
I think he called it a catch, but not in.
Short of the goal line.
Yep.
The runner was
short of the catch, but short of the goal line.
Low lights courtesy of Amazon. And oh God, welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got Randy, and we got you for a 3-hour ride here on this Bears Friday. Don't forget to check in with us all day as we will hear from Courtney Cronin and Alex Brown, but the Bears, in embarrassing fashion, lose to the Washington Commanders 12-7 last night, Cap, as the Bears have lost 3 in a row and 2-4 on the season.
Johnny, good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. What you watched last night was an embarrassment. They're going to get this kid killed. That offensive line, pass protection, is freaking abysmal. But the guy I want to rant about isn't Justin Fields. I know there are people out there going, Justin didn't look very good. Justin did this. Justin didn't do that. Stop. You ought to be pissed off as hell at the guy who's in your general manager's office. They ran the last guy out of here because he didn't do a good enough job. This guy has been here for all of, what, 6 games? What did he do for you in the offseason so you don't get this kid murdered? Justin Fields is going to get killed out there, and it's on him. His big offseason acquisition on the offense, guess what his name is? Velus Jones. He stumbles around like a blind man trying to catch a punt. He does nothing for you offensively. They had money on the night before training camp. Well, Cap, they didn't have any money available to go get anyone on the offensive line. That's BS. They found whatever amount of money they needed in the cushions to go sign Riley Reiff. He can't get on the freaking field. Michael Schofield got $1 million. He can't play. He's not very good. You did nothing to help your young quarterback He's getting hit 46% or pressured 46% of the time. In the first six games of a season, that is the most in the history of the National Football League since they started tracking quarterback pressures with next-gen stats. That was 16 years ago. The worst. This kid has PTSD. He drops back, bam! He's getting crushed. Did he miss a couple throws? No doubt. Anyone would if they were getting tormented like that kid is. That kid can be a really good player. You did nothing to help him, and that's on your hands, Ryan Poles. Hey, Eberflus, put your hits principal in. I'm not giving you any talent. That roster sucks. Stinks. You held a team to 12 points. 12 points, and you ran for 238, and you lost the football game because some dude, Smith Marset, can't catch the football, goes right through his hands off his face mask. Darnell Mooney drops a touchdown to win the game. Pettis drops one and probably got pass interfered with right before that. Come on, man. What in the hell are we doing? We're going to evaluate Justin this year. You're going to evaluate him at Northwestern Hospital. He's going to get killed, and that's on the front office. Shame on them.
The Bears lose 12-7 to Washington, and what I need is for the Bears to at least be interesting. What we saw against Minnesota was an opportunity for the Bears to come back in the ball game. Yesterday, you had a rabid crowd at Soldier Field. They want to see something special. They are rooting in a loud voice for this Bears team to do something offensively. You got one touchdown. Great. Dilly bars for everybody because you got one touchdown. But the offensive line is horrendous. We know what this season is, Cap, when it comes to trying to figure out who can play and who can't. But it doesn't mean that you try to figure out who you want to be at the expense of your greatest asset offensively, and that Justin Fields. You don't do that. That offensive line was horrendous yesterday, not giving Fields enough time to be able to get the ball down the field or to do anything. He kept twisting and turning and running away from a very talented, young defensive line for the Washington Commanders. Fields and the offense was just absolutely just stagnant. The one thing that we do know about the Bears is that they can run the football great. And it's about running the football and Hail Mary passes and not a lot in between. That's where this offense is right now. And Fields took a beating. There's not enough yoga. There's not enough breathing exercises for Fields to keep him from getting killed out there because of that offensive line. This is where you are with this Bears, though. See, the thing is that when you look at Justin Fields and you look at this offensive line and you look at everything offensively, it just shows you why they're dead last in so many categories offensively. Nobody in the National Football League holds the ball longer for less results than Justin Fields. Nobody does it. The ball is in his hands 3.5 seconds, and he's still trying to figure out who's going to get open. Am I going to get killed? Should I run? This is what happens when you don't have a lot of talent around you. It's all this is in between. And we've been telling you this a lot here already this season, but a flat, uninspiring performance by the Bears. Hats off to the defense because you did everything you could in that lousy ball game that we saw yesterday. But offensively speaking, this is what we're talking about. This is what we talk about every morning on the show, about trying to figure out what's best for Justin Fields. That's what it comes down to. And the offensive line, this play calling, what he's doing, is not best for Justin Fields. It's not best for the offense. That's why, and again, we're watching this game looking for some kind of fireworks, something, right? Something interesting. You got nothing out there. That's a crowd that at the end, Cap, even at the last moments, fourth quarter, the fans were saying, hey, we can win this game. And what happens? Once again, ineptitude offensively. He's got hardly anything to work with.
Love your passion. That was awesome. He made a throw to Pettis for the touchdown that had a 19% chance of being completed. Was a hell of a throw and a hell of a catch.
It was a Willie Mays catch or Gary Pettis catch,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Yeah, exactly. His dad.
Yeah.
And he got his feet down. It's a hell of a play. And that was a big-time throw. Big time. We were just talking to Keyshawn Johnson, who's upstairs. If you don't know, if you're younger generation, you go, Keyshawn Johnson, the broadcaster? Keyshawn Johnson, the number one overall pick in the NFL out of USC, wide receiver. He says that the touchdown they should have had when Ryan Griffin, when Justin overthrew him, mm-hmm. he said that's the majority of that's on the tight end. He said he ran an awful route. Justin, I don't totally agree, but again, I wasn't the number one pick in the NFL draft either. Justin said after the game, that's a throw an NFL quarterback has to make. So that one, I put that on the quarterback. That one I did. This kid is going to get killed. He is going to get destroyed. You see when he almost blew his knee out?
Yeah. The twist and turn right on
the knee.
There
was nothing dirty.
Yeah.
There's no one trying to take his knee up. They're trying to make a play and sack the quarterback. He got sacked five times. He got hit a billion more. And then you got Velus Jones back there.
Velus Jones.
We drafted him because he's going to be a special teams ace. And I kept hearing people call in here. I don't see him all of a sudden. Where are they? Lee Allen and everybody else. Bear Listimo, where are all these callers? You're wrong, Cap. That roster's talented. We got a top five defense and a top five special team. Stop. Our team sucks. We don't have any talent.
All three phases. The defense did the job, though, Cap. What did we talk about yesterday? For them to try to get home, getting after Carson Wentz, he was sacked three times. Hats off to the defense.
Actually, on both sides. The defense played hard. They did.
But you were let down by bad offense and bad special teams.
Correct.
Velus Jones is back there, and he's on his knees as if, I can't catch this ball because the sun's in my eyes.
Oh, my God.
It was a night game, so it wasn't the sun.
Correct.
That's the point of that. But this is the guy you're supposed to be depending on. I want Ebner or anybody else back there catching punts. Anybody else. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. But this is when you are a bad football team. Everything has to work together, Cap. It's a fine line. Everything has to work for this Bears team to win. You cannot win games 7-3 anymore. I know the Bears tried. They tried to be able to just have a low-scoring game where the defense carries them. But, hey, there was nobody that was going to run back, you know, from that secondary for a touchdown. You can't win that way. It's just so disheartening and so flat. As I mentioned, when I'm watching Bears football, I want to be at least interested. Tony Gonzalez stole my line from a couple weeks ago on their halftime show, saying that the Bears are watching this game when the Bears play is like the JV. Goddamn right, it's like the JV. It's not like the varsity.
And then he went on and amended it. I don't know if you heard him. He said
the freshman game.
They're actually like the freshmen, saying they're the JV is being kind.
Seriously. But this is what we have. But again, with perspective, we know what this is. It doesn't stop me from being pissed off or feeling like I wasted my time for 3 hours watching a team that just couldn't get going offensively. It took a miracle catch by Pettis to be able to get that done. Miracle catch. What did you say? 19%?
19% chance of that being completed. The throw was just a dime, and he got hit on it again. Look, when you go into the season, they knew they weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
You didn't need
no playoffs
to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. They probably weren't going to make the playoffs. But there are plenty of people around here. Yurko, who knows more football than we'll ever know. They can win 9 games. So if you can win 9 games, you can win 10 games. They did nothing to help their young quarterback. $4.6 million. That's what our wide receiver room makes. The room.
Well,
Tyreek Hill makes $20 million himself.
Well, for those that are looking already at the draft and saying, well, you got to figure out, you know, you're the next quarterback or figure out the next. Hey, you know what? You want to get to the top five of the draft? Just keep putting that offensive line out there. You'll get Trevor Siemian quicker than you could say namaste. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Other things I'm hearing, people are saying, well, he didn't draft Fields. That doesn't matter. They both collect paychecks that say Chicago Bears on him. He's his guy now. That's his guy.
We're getting your reaction to the Bears and a loss against the Washington Commanders. We'll get your phone calls in. Also, we'll hear from the head coach, Matt Eberflus, this hour, as well as Justin Fields. But your thoughts on what you saw. Bears lose to the Commanders. We're talking about it on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Here we go.
Oasis. But maybe lately your world is not handling the job anymore. The answer is a visit to BathPlanetLocal.com. BathPlanet has done it all. So before we make another orbit around the sun, put the professional designers and installers to work for you. BathPlanet wants you to re-enter your bathroom and feel launched into another world. Visit BathPlanetLocal.com and see all the possibilities.
Old National Bank Studio on State Street. This is ESPN 1000, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
On WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago.
Cap, J. Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J. Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
That's why I see
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J. Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Talking about the Bears and their loss against the Washington Commanders 12-7. But at this time every day, we give you a shot or no shot. And shot or no shot is brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. You can bet the under in every Bears game and probably make a lot of money. Download the PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game parlays. With no football for the Bears this weekend, I'll be all over that app and the club Hawthorne mobile wager app. Good morning, Secretary. I love you. Time for shot or no shot.
Yep.
Here's Snorbar.
Good morning, boys. How you feeling?
What's up, kid?
Everybody's a little upset this morning.
How am I doing?
Yeah, how are we doing?
Well, you know what? I had a good time because I invited a guest over yesterday to watch the game with me.
Really?
My guy, Remy Martin. There we were together, the bottle and I, sitting side by side, me and Remy. And we broke down the game together. And boy, did we break the game down. Not happy.
Not happy.
Just you're going to lose games. We know what the season is. But just, my God, have a heartbeat, for God's sakes. This is what you're going to look like offensively again? Nobody holds the ball longer with less production than Justin Fields, period.
Just so two cogent points, and we'll get into shot or no shot. Fourth and one. Second quarter, Merkin?
That was first quarter. It was second possession.
I would have kicked the field goal there. Not gone for it on fourth and one. We don't have Olin Krutz and Jimbo Covert up front. We've got Mustafa and Borum and Braxton. No, I would have kicked the field goal and taken the points. I felt good about myself. And then, late in the game, 2.5 minutes ago, I got all three timeouts. I got the 2-minute warning, and it's 4th and 11, and we're going for it. And we get false start. Now it's 4th and 16. Punt the football.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Thank you, Hoodie. By the way, I usually don't drink when I watch because I consider it work hours. I want to be an active participant. I'm taking notes. Yesterday at halftime, I cracked a bottle of rum.
So did I.
Yeah, that was brutal.
On Instagram. That's no question about it.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so far this season, Justin Fields has been pressured on nearly 50% of his dropbacks. He's been pressured at the highest rate in 6 games in history since ESPN Stats and Info began tracking pressures in 2009. Much has been made about Ryan Poles' refusal to invest in the offensive line and his first offseason, and he made it clear that he picked the lane of a rebuild. So my question, shot or no shot, what we are seeing on the field is actually Ryan Poles' strategy working as intended?
Well, that's a shot. Listen, what was the Parcells line about you making the you buying the groceries and you make the meal?
He said, if you're going to want me to cook the meal, being the head coach, I think you should let me shop for some of the groceries.
Yeah, this is what it is, and the groceries suck.
The groceries suck.
They are stale, but this is what it looks like. Absolutely, Shay. When you are going through a rebuild, this is what you've given Justin Fields. It's on Fields, too. I want to make sure it's very clear. This is not just on the offensive line, not just on Ryan. It's Fields also learning on the job. Braxton Jones learning on the job. You know, Brisker, Gordon learning on the job because they're young players. But this is what it looks like. You're 4 or 5 plays away from winning that game. And that shows you where you are. So, absolute shot to that.
Tell me the question again. I lost my train of thought.
This is exactly what Poles wanted.
Yes, it's complicated. Here's what I believe.
I'm single. I'm married. It's complicated.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan Poles rolled in here and told George, we got to blow the roster up. I'm going to take all the dead cap hits I got to take right now. I'm clearing the decks. And we're going to have $105 million or thereabouts, $110 million, double everybody else this coming off season. And we're going to be really bad, and I'm going to have a really high draft pick. Well, there's a problem. We traded up to get a first-round quarterback. What do you want to do with him? I don't know. Let me see what he's like. I think in a perfect world, he signed someone like Trevor Siemian to be a starting quarterback because he didn't ever have Justin here.
That's correct.
And then gets the ever-living H beaten out of the team, and then he can go, I'm taking Stroud or Bryce Young or whoever is the top guy when we get to that stage of the year, it's complicated. Now, is Justin the guy? Maybe if he's the guy, I got to support him better. But if he was here, so you needed to do a little something. I'm not telling you should have traded for Tyreek Hill. You don't have the assets to do that. You could have gone out and signed a competent center, a tackle, and then ease Braxton Jones in. No, he comes from an FBS school. They went 1-11. He went in the fifth round. You're not that much smarter than everyone else in the NFL that there's the next Jimbo Covert. He's not, Cap, at this point.
Is it a shot or no shot?
It's a shot.
Shay.
It's a perfect segue into the next question, too, because the Chicago Bears, as we know, are now 2-4, and they will have back-to-back road games coming up against New England and Dallas. Cap, you talked about it. Life's not getting easy for Justin Fields. You're going to go up against Matthew Judon and then the apparent reincarnation of Lawrence Taylor and Micah Parsons. Mm. Back-to-back on the road. Mm. 2-6 seems to be all but a certainty through the first 8 games of the season for the Bears. That's going to put them very much on pace for a top-5 pick in the draft. So my question, shot or no shot, the Bears and Ryan Poles will pick their new quarterback this offseason.
That's a no shot. And I'm not on the bandwagon like Albert Breer or some of the others that say that the quarterbacks that will be coming out of the draft are trash. Don't agree with that. You know why? You got to go through the rest of the regular season. You find out how they play in the bowl game. They got to go to Indianapolis for the combine. So even though maybe some draft experts are not impressed with this crop, just wait. For God's sakes, it's October. Let's see how these guys develop. So, but the quarterback, no shot. I don't think that that's going to be the first pick that Poles will find. I don't think so.
I don't care who's sitting there for you to pick. You got to fix your GD offensive line.
No question.
You got to find some receivers, and you got to get some help on the defensive line. Our defensive line's not very good either. So there are plenty of holes. You got money. I'm not sure who will end up hitting free agency. Some guys we think might be there end up re-signing or getting tagged. You have to fix the trenches or you've got no chance.
Shay.
All right, Keyshawn Johnson was on our show yesterday. He said the Bears should pay Roquan Smith. Well, timing was pretty good because yesterday Smith was a lot better, seeing a season high in pass rushing snaps. He got home for a sack on Carson Wentz. Unfortunately, the highlight reel was on a fourth quarter play inside the 10. He got de-cleated on a crackback block from the Commanders quarterback. My question, shot or no shot, with the highlights and the lowlights, the Bears should still pay Roquan Smith.
It's a shot for me. So you're asking the wrong guy. I like Roquan Smith. I know he got de-cleated in that play, but I like him.
I like Roquan Smith. He's not a $20 million a year linebacker, which would make him the highest paid in the league, and that's what he wants. If there's a reasonable deal to be made where he makes outstanding money and he's paid very, very well near the top of the market for what he does, go for it.
I thought he played well yesterday.
Yeah.
Thought he played well. Solid.
Yeah. He was fine.
Mm-hmm.
$20 million a year? No. I got too many holes. Yeah, like to have him on the roster.
What do you think?
$20 million a year? No shot.
What do you think, Randy?
I'm not paying Roquan Smith, no. I'm with Cap that you got to get your offensive line fixed. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I like the player, and again, the negotiations are the negotiations. That's why I don't talk to you about money, because I'm so enamored with whether a player can play thumbs up or thumbs down, whether or not he can help the team. You can count the money. I'll just look at the player.
Do you think he's a difference maker for the team to potentially win more games right now? I mean, like, or do you think he just...
Well, not this year.
Right, right.
Nobody can get home on a regular basis. We just asked, like, was Robert Quinn active again? This is the third week in a row we've asked. Is he even around? I mean, so I like Robert Quinn, but I also agree with Kath that you have other holes that you got to fill for sure. So, listen... Yeah, just like any other team, you got to make the hard decisions. Guys that you might like may not be around next year. So I get it. This is like Abreu with the Sox.
Correct.
I like Abreu, but you got to make the hard decisions and saying, how can we change the dynamic of the team? If that means Roquan Smith has to part, let it happen. I'm still a fan of the guy, though.
He's a really good player, and I would like to keep really good players, especially ones I home grow. There has to be a happy medium. I'm not asking you to take pay for or play for pauper's wages.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying you the highest salary in the NFL. Not happening.
Here's Shay Norling.
All right, I'm going to ask quickly about one more Bears thing, and then I want to have some fun with a Thursday night football question. But this final Bears thing, in the last 2 weeks, Amir Smith-Marset has made lowlights of the negating the Justin Fields touchdown run with a block in the back, the strip at the end of the game against the Vikings, and then yesterday in the penultimate offensive drive, he trips over Braxton Jones before the drop on 4th and 16. So my question, by Monday, shot or no shot, Amir Smith-Marset will no longer be a Bear.
He doesn't deserve to be on this football team. Sorry. Does not deserve to be on this football. I know what Getsy and Poles and these guys are trying to do. But that's an abuse of power to let that guy still be on this football team. He's not helping you. If anything, it was emblematic of a practice squad player. It's that guy. Seriously. You put him in two spots to try to help the team win, and you failed. That's enough of that. Even in a rebuild, that is to me, disgusting. Come on, man.
Agreed. 100% agree. That's a shot. He should be released today. Hey, Amir, come here. We wish you well. It just didn't work for us here. It doesn't mean you're not a talented cat. If you're on an NFL roster, you have ability. It's just not going to work here. Good luck to you. You're out.
You know, if I'm Amir, you know what you do, Shay. It's like my last days at the Score. You know what happens? I was already had my box filled. I knew I was done. You start putting your stuff in over the weeks. And it's like, and when it happens, when the axe falls, all right, got my stuff packed, I'm out.
It's going to be like that Hard Knocks episode. I can't remember who it was, but he's trying to get in the door, and the card doesn't work, and he's just standing there. Oh, they must have cut me.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, Cap. Amir should know. All right, this is not going to work.
Honey, how was work today? Start looking for flights out of here. Seriously. It's not going to work.
Yeah. That's how that works. All right, Shay, got one more?
Yeah, this is the final one. I have a Thursday night football overall question. There have been, before the Pettis touchdown, there were 43 consecutive possessions without a touchdown on Thursday night football. You ready to hear this? Mm. Downs, game over, punt, field goal, punt, 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 field goal, interception, punt, field goal, half, punt, field goal, missed field goal, interception, field goal, punt, interception, punt, 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 interception, field goal, half, field goal, end of game, punt, punt, interception, punt, downs, punt, 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 field goal, punt, half, punt. My question, shot or no shot, it's time for the NFL to do away with Thursday night football.
You're better than that. No. Just schedule better games.
Well, if nothing else, we got breaking news from Waddle and Sylvie. If Al Michaels says, I think I'm going to retire if we have another bad game, out, Al. Enough of your special pillow and your private jet. Out of here.
I thought he might jump out of the booth last night. I mean, when they get to the near Curtis Samuel touchdown, and Kirk goes, well, he just mistimed it. Yeah, that would have been a touchdown. Al goes, God forbid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the best line. God forbid.
Look, hey, man. But here's the dynamic that people don't get. On the Herb Street side of things, he's good with it. He's covered enough Big Ten to know. I've seen some bad games.
Yeah, he's seen Iowa play, you know, whoever,
exactly.
Illinois.
He's seen so much Big Ten. It doesn't bother him. It bothers Al.
You know what Al should have done? It would have gotten national attention. It would have been hilarious. Touchdown, Dante Pettis or Brian Robinson scored for them. He should have gone, do you believe in miracles?
That would have been hilarious.
Yes.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been sensational. All right.
We've got a Hawthorne giveaway this hour, $100 in food and beverage credits, $425 wagering vouchers, 4 live racing programs, 4 Hawthorne branded items, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah,
all part of this
$250 package.
That's pretty cool, man. We're going to give that away this hour here and take more of your phone calls. All right, Randy, here we go. 312-332 ESPN 332-3776 is our phone number. We're going to hear from Matt Eberflus about Fields' toughness and also hear from Justin Fields and your thoughts on the Bears and their loss against Washington. Courtney Cronin at 8:35 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. We will hear from Courtney Cronin on the Bears coming up next here on Cap and J Hood. Friends, is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Shay.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Streaming on the ESPN Chicago app where you can hear us everywhere. Abdallah and Meller will be in for Greeny at 10. Carmen and Yurko will be out and about. If you're in the St. Charles area, CC and Jay at the Pride Store in St. Charles, brought to you by Alto Equipment. Waddle and Sylvia to Tyler Aki in for Bleck and Abdallah from 6 to 7:30 into Major League Baseball playoffs as the Dodgers take on the Padres right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Courtney Cronin covers the Bears for ESPN 1000. We bring her in. Cap, you've, I know you've got a nugget for us.
Yeah, I want to get her thoughts. I know we'll go big picture with her. Courtney, 2:25 left in the game, 4th and 16. First it was 4th and 11, and then you get a false start. 4th and 16, why would Matt Eberflus go for it there with three timeouts and the two-minute warning? Punt the GD football.
Yeah, I know. That was one that in real time I was a little miffed about, too. I can't remember if he addressed that one post-game. But, yeah, that one was a little concerning just given the time and the situation within the game.
Yeah, you just didn't understand. So give us your overarching view of this game. I mean, 12-7 loss. We gave the defense, for the most part, their flowers. But, Courtney, that offense, it just that dog just don't hunt.
No, and I think what you're seeing, it's just that the realization that people are coming to now that this is it Fields or is it his supporting cast? And I think the answer is more clear now than it's been in previous games. I mean, they're in the low red zone three separate times, and they can't punch the ball in, and it was like three different ways of not being able to do that. Of course, you know, the turnover on the first one and throwing it into the guy's helmet, like live and even on the stat sheet, they credited Jonathan Allen with the tip and the interception. Now, obviously, it went off of the other defensive end's helmet, but that's a bad play. And you've got to wonder, is that a mechanics issue? Is it just, you know, arm angle, that part of the red zone where trying to fit a pass in there over the middle? Like there's concern on that one. But then, you know, the second play in the red zone that, you know, really struck me, and I think is the one that Justin Fields wants back, is that second and third throw to Ryan Griffin. And, you know, looking back at it, I mean, you've got to make that throw. And he said it, he's an NFL quarterback, you have to make that throw. But I'm not sure like what happened on that, because I've watched that play back a couple times this morning, and it looked like Griffin slowed down a little bit. And I heard Keyshawn Johnson talking about it. He said he had gravy boots, just the way that he was moving. And, I mean, he's not the most, like, I guess it's what you kind of expect. He looked a little stiff. So I don't know if you put that as much on the quarterback or on the tight end there, but just a bad miscommunication. Like, that's the one that really sticks out to me. And, of course, the Mooney play at the goal line when he's talking about, you know, the lights in the stadium, he kind of lost the ball for a second. It's just, I don't know if you have more talented playmakers around you, do they make those same sort of errors if it's still the same execution errors that sometimes are happening kind of on a repeated basis with the quarterback? Like, it's a perfect storm of things, but you are being able to see, at least, you know, from where his receivers let him down last week to what happened yesterday, that the supporting cast, like, he can't overcome the talent deficiencies around him, and this is kind of what you expect in spite of that.
Courtney, I feel like, look, is he too deliberate with the football at times? No doubt about it. He holds it for 3.25 seconds on average, which is the longest in the National Football League. Part of that is because guys aren't getting any separation down the field. I think part of it is because he has PTSD and he's looking around to see who's going to try and take his legs out on the next hit. That all said, do you think that this team has a chance of doing anything had they gone out and spent money in the offseason? You had $10 million to throw at Riley Reiff, potentially. You had another million to throw at Michael Schofield on the eve of training camp. What? You had the Ogunjobi money back because he failed your physical. Why not do anything in the offseason to help your young quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. And I think it's when we look at like the, you know, where the blame goes, you can certainly assess it and pin it on the front office for what they didn't do. And I go back to what I said during the draft, because it is alarming when, you know, you take a look at what your receiving core looks like. You look at what your offensive line is going to be, or at least what you project it to be. And, you know, the fact that, I mean, nothing against Braxton Jones, but the fact that you have like a rookie fifth rounder from an FCS school starting at left tackle, you know, and that was your answer. Like, it just shows you that they were not planning to do what I think some people thought they would have done this year to try to get a true evaluation of this quarterback, which is go all in and fix, you know, the talent deficiencies around Fields on offense. But there's a reason that they went and started with his mechanics before going out and spending big on receivers or trying to bring in more offensive linemen that would be, you know, a higher caliber than what they have right now. But I just keep going back to, and it's not trying to make an excuse for it, but they had so many talent deficiencies across the board. You have to remember how bad this secondary was last year. I think 27 of their 31 passing touchdowns allowed a cornerback was the nearest defender. Mm-hmm. So you can understand why Ryan Poles did what he did in the moment. Now, obviously, everybody can be, you know, an armchair quarterback in hindsight, but looking back on that, there were receivers that were left on the board. You know, George Pickens was available to this team, and he's doing great things right now in his rookie season. And I think people see that wondering, okay, did you leave Justin Fields hanging out to dry because you knew from the beginning that he wasn't your guy? Because this is supposed to be, it's not a throwaway year entirely. You have to have some sort of intel on your quarterback by the time 2022 is over. It's making his job that much harder. And we're not really, and they're not truly getting an evaluation on him because it's almost impossible to do it with the cast of characters he has around him on offense.
Courtney, off of her appearance on BET, joins us here on Cap'n Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Courtney, your thoughts on the Bears' defense. You know, Cap and I, you know, gave the flowers to the defense for trying to hold the Commanders down. No matter what the Commanders have been going through offensively, that's a win for a team, a unit that starts off slowly. I thought they played well. What were your overall thoughts on their defense?
Yeah, I mean, you hold Washington to 214 yards, 12 points, and they go 2 of 11 on third down, and it was 0 of 6 in the first half. Like, the onus was not on them at that point. And, you know, the problem I'm seeing with this defense right now, they're struggling to generate pressure, and it's become like a routine thing. Yeah, they sat Carson Wentz 3 times. Carson Wentz gets in a drop-back game, so he leaves himself vulnerable to things like that. I think the encouraging sign, at least in terms of the pass rush, I know that one, the third sack went to Al-Kadeem Muhammad, but that was a Justin Jones play. I mean, him, he's quietly having a pretty good season. So at least I think if you're the Bears and thinking about what you can, you know, carry forward, that's one thing that you could be happy about. But, you know, defensively, I think they played the run really well. This is not a great offense, though. So it's like, what are we judging? What are we basing this on? I mean, this is Carson Wentz and somebody who's been sacked a ton of times, somebody holds onto the ball too long. You know, a lot of the things that we talk about with Justin Fields, you see on the other side of that with Wentz. But, you know, I think that they did a good job outside of that, outside of the one play. I mean, and that was set up by Velus Jones' muff punt. They did a good job keeping them out of the end zone, and you can hang your hat on that. It's just the execution and some of the errors elsewhere. It's a snowball effect that even a good defensive performance can't overcome that.
Can you hang on? We're going to come back and talk with Courtney. We got to get an injury update. Justin was banged up beyond belief after the game last night. Bears fortunately off till the week from Monday when they play at New England, and then they play the following Sunday, so another shorter week in Dallas. Micah Parsons, stop salivating. Hey, it's Cap here. It's fall. Time to get your home cold weather ready. My good friends at Felco Window Sidings and Doors can help. I had them at my home recently. Mindy and I couldn't be happier for almost 50 years. Felco provided energy-efficient products specifically designed for the Chicago area. Improve the look of your home while helping to lower your heating and cooling bills. And now for the month of October, Felco's windows for 50% off, no money down, no interest till 2024. Say, hey, Cap sent me. They'll give you an additional 10% off for quality windows, siding indoors, and roofing. Call 866-4-FELCO. Be right back to Courtney next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain J-Hood on ESPN 1000 is streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you, on Saturday, you get a chance to see not one show, you get a chance to see two shows. Chicago's College Tailgate with Bleck and Abdallah. If you're a college football fan, this is the best spot. 9 to 11 a.m. and then Peggy and Dion. They'll both be at Rinaldi's West Loop in Chicago, sponsored by Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey. So, again, 9 a.m. to 11, 11 to 1. Come see Chicago's College Tailgate with Chris and Adam, and then Peggy and Dion, both at Rinaldi's West Loop. If you're in the area, stop on by. They'd love to see you right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Thank you, Twitch, for keeping the conversation going this morning. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch the show as we talk to you about the Bears and their loss against the Washington Commanders. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
I know we're going to go to the phones. I just want to read you something quick. Robert Griffin III, very good follow on Twitter. Before you crucify Justin Fields, make sure you actually watch the film. He's playing behind a group up front that makes him move off his spot more times than not, has free runners when he's not supposed to be hot, and the scheme has moved away from his strengths. The saving grace was supposed to be the scheme. We knew the O-line was questionable. We knew the skill players were questionable. The scheme was supposed to mask it. The scheme has made it worse. It's coaching that should be crucified.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
It's everything.
It is.
It's everything. Yeah. Yes, the scheme may not be what it would be. But again, how many times do I have to use the word growing pains? Look, first year head coach in Matt Eberflus. First time OC coming from the Green Bay system and Getsy. Here's a guy here in Justin Fields in his first full year as a starter for this football team. You got young guys in the secondary. You got Braxton Jones as a rookie on the left tackle. Now, that's no excuse. But the point is that it is maybe a reason why there is a learning curve for a lot of those guys. I mean, these are not all pros out of the box, fresh out of college. There's going to be some growing pains, and I want to see better from this offense, period.
I am arguing with certain people.
Me?
No. One who has long hair and I report to.
Hey, what?
Anyway, yeah. A bunch of people are coming in with, Poles did this on purpose. He knows they don't have talent. Blaming him for executing his plan is foolish. No. My point is, you had $40 million you spent on Ogunjobi, and then it got voided because he failed his physical, correct?
Correct.
I didn't dream that up?
Right. That happened.
Okay. Why didn't you spend any of that then on an offensive lineman? You had the money. You didn't use it. Why did you all of a sudden have $10 million potentially for Riley Reiff the night before camp? Because you went, oh, God. I got to do something to fix the offensive line. And everyone was already off the market. He effed up that situation. I'm not telling you that it won the division. What I am telling you is he spent money on Schofield, which was nominal. He spent money on Riley Reiff. He spent money on Larry Ogunjobi. And then, oh, God. I can't believe my quarterback's getting the ever-living H beaten out of him. That's my point.
If you're trying,
newbie GM made a mistake.
Well, here's the thing. You pick a lane if you're a general manager. You say, okay, we can't win with Mack and Robinson and Hicks, and we need to clear the books for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you pick the lane.
That's fine.
But while you do that, understand that the quarterback that you're supposed to believe in is getting his ass kicked because you have inferior talent in front of him. Now, you want to tank because you want a top five pick. If that's the plan, and definitely it's the plan to try to get new players in. I get that, especially mm-hmm. in free agency.
Same here.
But Cap, at the same time, there is the push and pull of it. If you are going to say, we're going to clear the decks and we're just going to put bottom shelf guys like a Pettis and a Smith Marset out there and Griffin, the tight end, uh-huh. and put them out there, if that's your plan and you're trying to lose, what about Justin Fields? It's not one of these things where we're losing, Justin Fields is healthy and he's upright and he doesn't get hit. He's getting his ass kicked back there.
Agreed.
Some is on his own volition and some is on the offensive line.
I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that Justin has been perfect. He hasn't. He holds the ball too long at times. He doesn't take some of the easier throws. Like last night, we played the Kirk Herbstreit audio of the one play where he tried to hit Mooney on a big play instead of taking the 8-9 yard pickup for the first down. I am not trying to tell you Justin's perfect. What I'm trying to tell you is if you spent $40 million on a three technique who fails his physical, you've got that money in your budget. How about adding an offensive lineman before you spend $10 million on a guy who can't get on the freaking field the night before the season starts?
I get you. Absolutely.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
Patrick in Edison Park on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Pat. Patrick? Thank you, Shay. Hold on a second, Patrick. That's a fine, by the way. That's a fine. Yeah, just keep the calls up. They're hot in this show. Hot.
Every line.
So come on in here with the dollar. Come on in.
Bring it in. You owe a dollar.
All right.
I don't have it.
Liar. Right. Get yourself a dollar. Birdiesbookbank.org.
That's right. Venmo Derek.
He's got the thing down like we're not going to take any calls.
RG3. What? I thought the game plan was actually pretty solid on both sides of the ball. Obviously, we didn't execute a few times, and that gets into the negatives. You're gonna take the good and the bad, but Justin Fields he's got the worst wide receiving core in the NFL,
yes.
And it showed last night. He did have some good plays that other quarterbacks can't make, and I think he will get better where he will make those throws, the ones that, like Kirk Herbstreit was talking about. But if Bears fans are looking at the big picture with this new regime, it's kind of a breath of fresh air to say, you know what, the game plan was pretty good.
The game plan was not pretty good because they lost the game.
Correct.
And they were inept offensively. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they generated 7 points. The game plan sucked.
What are you talking about? What's he saying there? No, it was not. If you think that he talks about the big picture. The big picture is, I guess, for polls, is to be in the top five in the draft to try to get younger and also money to spend. I get that. But not at the expense of number one, Justin Fields.
Correct.
He's bent like a pretzel out there, and like that should not be. But this is what you got. You put an inferior talent out there on purpose.
Correct. And then we ask, is this a rebuild? No. We just need just paint a few things in some of the rooms. Really?
That's what he told us.
You sure about that?
Scott South Elgin on ESPN 1000. All right, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. I'd say good morning, but there ain't much good about it. I watched a game last night, and I think the last caller might have been smoking crack. That was a horrible game plan. So Poles effectively surrounded Justin Fields with players who can't even play at Mount Carmel High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to accept that and roll out a Ferrari and put unleaded gas in it. That's basically what we're doing, because Justin Fields is a Ferrari. He is absolutely he is an elite talent. But he has nothing around him. Absolutely nothing. That poor kid is getting gutted every single time he drops back to pass. Cap, I completely agree with you. My cousin, he works with you. He speaks to your character. He speaks to your football knowledge. Every time I talk to him, he's like, Cap's a great guy. Hoodie, I know you were drinking the VSOP last night. My buddy Dre called in earlier. I think between me and him, we've invested more money in our football man caves than the Chicago Bears have in their wide receiver corps. And that's not okay.
That'd be a nice man cave.
Scott's
hey,
right.
Man, we appreciate your call. Have a great day. By the way, Justin Fields, take a bow for your toughness. That kid got the crap beaten out of him last night, and somehow, some way, he finds a way to get up. You could see he's in pain. He said it at the press conference. Do you know that most of his teammates, when he spoke to the media, had already left?
Mm-hmm.
He was still in his uniform.
Yes.
Still in his uniform.
Yeah. You know why?
It's killing him.
You know why? Couldn't take it off.
Yeah.
Hurting.
Can you guys cut this stuff off me? I can't lift my arm up.
Might have aggravated his shoulder, Fields, by the way.
Yeah, it's just my shoulder, my left shoulder hurt it a while back, so it just kind of re-aggravated it. So I was just trying to keep the muscles, you know, activating and just keep it moving. I'm hurting. I'm good, but we got a long weekend, so I'll have some extra time to heal up. I feel like they got back there. You know, everybody knows that, you know, Washington has a great D-line. They have great D-tackles, so definitely felt them coming today for sure. Just finish the catch, finish the throw, finish the run, finish the blocks. I mean, as an offense, we got to finish. I got to be better. We all got to be better, so, yeah.
Thoughts there from Justin Fields, quarterback for the Chicago Bears. More of your phone calls coming up, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. I'd like to remind you that Abdallah and Miller will be in the crosstalk with us at 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports.